Summer returns this weekend and brings with it the built-in threats of hot weather to older residents. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports the Council on Aging of West Florida is seeking donations to help clients stay cool.
Those donations can take the form of new fans and air conditioners for seniors' homes. Council Vice President Jeff Nall is hoping this call will equal or better those from previous summers.
We have made calls out to the public for help with AC and fans over the years, and results have been very fantastic. This is another example of how giving this community can be, and it is very, very important, and a health crisis for the elderly.
Nall asks those wishing to provide such equipment to follow a few simple ground rules, such as not offering used fans and AC units.
And we do ask that for a very specific reason. We're basically re-gifting these to folks, so we do ask that people donate new items that are in the box with the directions so that we can make sure that these items are being operated properly. We want people to be safe as well as healthy.
According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more people die from excessive heat each year than from hurricanes, lightning, tornadoes, floods, and earthquakes combined. For younger people, high temperatures are an inconvenience and uncomfortable. But as people get older, they become more susceptible to heat-related complications.
You know, bodies just don't adjust and regulate themselves like they used to. There's also complications with medication. The medication may inhibit the body's ability to perspire. There's just also an aggravation of other chronic conditions like of asthma. So this really is a health issue when we're talking about the senior community as well as a comfort issue.
Other problems related to high temps and humidity include heat cramps, heat exhaustion, and the most serious, heat stroke. Daniel Hahn at Santa Rosa County Emergency Management says one of the first clues that something is wrong is when the body stops sweating.
Some of them will probably consider that a blessing, but it's not. When you stop sweating, you've lost the capacity to get rid of heat through evaporation. That's how our bodies cool themselves. Another thing that happens is loss of mental capacity. Other signs are maybe nausea, vomiting.
Get the victim out of the sun, loosen their clothing, give water, apply cool wet cloths, and move them to a cooler area. If symptoms persist, seek immediate medical attention. Hahn urges residents of all ages to keep abreast of weather conditions and stay indoors as much as possible.
If you do have to be out in the heat, protect yourself. Wear a hat, sunscreen, long sleeve, lightweight shirts. Take rest breaks if you're doing labor. But again, if you follow those guidelines of wearing proper clothing and sunscreen, you should be fine.
Others needing special protection from the heat are infants and young children, people ages 65 and up, and those with chronic physical ailments, such as heart disease or high blood pressure. Hahn says to include pets as well.
You can go to almost any parking lot, walk around, and see pets left in cars. Now, usually the owners are smart enough to leave the window cracked, but even that doesn't decrease the heat index in that car. So not leaving your pets in cars is a good start. Making sure they've got shade if they're an outdoor pet, letting them come in when it's going to be really hot, making sure they've got lots of clean, fresh water.
Jeff Nall at the Council on Aging says it's also a good idea to check in with older friends and relatives, especially those who may be affected by the hot weather.
There's also ways to take people out to an area that is air-conditioned. Go walk around in the mall. We also have numerous senior dining sites throughout the two-county area where seniors come and have lunch provided for them. And they come early and they stay late. They socialize. And that's a great opportunity to get out into an air-conditioned environment.
Donations of fans and air-conditioned can be dropped off at the Council on Aging office at 875 Royce Street in Pensacola. More information is available by calling 266-2513 or online at coawfla.org. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.